All right, so tell us about the origins of your company. How did it all come to be?
Well, we're about a year old now, and we were sitting around, and we had all worked at other places, and realized that wrestling is kind of dead in Manhattan, other than one or two companies, you know, like Ring of Honor that comes here once a year, maybe twice. There's nothing else going on, and we saw the opportunity to, you know, kind of take a dead time in wrestling and really make a huge impact and bring in, you know, big talent and the top indie guys from all over that we could find to hopefully fill that void.
Okay, so where are you guys currently performing?
Right now, our two main buildings that we run, the first one is Three-Legged Dog Studios, which is kind of a playhouse slash TV production studio, and they're in downtown Manhattan. And then the other one is St. Paul's, which is on 59th and Columbus.
So how do you guys get the talent that you get? I mean, just from your website alone, you've gotten a handful of former WWE and TNA stars. I mean, how is it all possible?
It started out, that was definitely not the intention. Originally, it started out to be a great showcase for independent guys that we've, you know, met over the years. But we picked up Shad Gaspard probably 3 days after his release, and it got us a lot of attention. And we had Charlie Haas and Eric Young on that show. And I said, okay, you know, the guys that we have working for us, they're great and they're incredibly talented. But who's going to come see someone they don't know? So if we can bring in guys like Bobby Lashley, Tara, Robbie E., Eric Young, to get the people in the door, and then they see guys like Damian Darling, Johnny Knockout, or our tag team division, which is really starting to go strong, and they come back and they say, wow, okay, I saw him last time, he's pretty good. So the more they see their face, slowly you can turn your guys almost into the same level that the WWE and TNA guys are in the fans' eyes.
So what do you think the response has been from the fans so far? Like, what do you think they've been getting out of your shows that they haven't gotten anywhere else?
I think we have the best fans that I've ever seen. They are so incredibly loyal. They follow us on Facebook and Twitter and the iPhone app, and they know the storylines. And we don't run that often. Our first show was January of last year, and then we didn't run again until May, and then August, November, and December. So we're finally picking up the pace a little bit. We're trying to do every 6 to 8 weeks. But it's just amazing to see the fans just, like, love everything about the product. And I think we put on a really great product, you know, especially compared to other indie companies. I mean, I would definitely, we obviously are an indie company, but as far as the production and the lights and the sound and everything, we're definitely a step above the average company.
Okay, so just out of curiosity, the whole mantra of the company, you know, family, you know, wrestling entertainment, what do you think was necessarily wrong with mainstream wrestling? What made you kind of, like, go this angle that you're going?
I mean, it's not that there's really anything wrong with mainstream wrestling, but a lot of the wrestlers that work for us, they all have kids, and they're like, oh, I won't let my kids watch that. It's too violent, or it's too sexual, or something like that. So we decided to take everything that was fun with wrestling and the characters and the storylines and kind of, you know, no blood, no cursing, but it's the same product. It's just a little more cleaned up. Even the WWE is totally PG now. You know, they still have some weird sexual innuendo and things like that. But for the most part, I mean, they've completely toned themselves down.
Okay, how else do you think your company is different from other independent companies out there?
I mean, other than the amazing talent roster, on commentary, we have Michael Chiavello from HDNet. I don't know if you've heard of him, but mm-hmm. If you could have the best wrestling in the world, and even Mick Foley said it in his book, and when he was wrestling in WCW and the commentary over his matches, it really takes away from it. When you have a good commentator, it helps so much to add to the story and add to the overall value of the product. Not only that, we're on DVD and Blu-ray. All the shows are produced in high definition. So it's pretty amazing to see where we are after just 1 year running shows. We've only done 5 shows. So, you know, the growth has just been amazing.
So considering that, where do you see yourselves, you know, a year from now? How many shows ideally would you like to put on, and how often?
Ideally, we have to get to the point where we can do monthly shows, at least, if not two shows a month, you know, maybe in two different areas of Manhattan, or one in Brooklyn and one in Manhattan, and then one in Queens. But in a year, I would say 6 to 12 shows a year would be great if we could get to that point in the next year.
Okay, can you just talk about a little bit about your divisions? Like, I know you mentioned before that you have a very strong tag team division. Do you have championships? Like, how does everything work?
Right now, we have the heavyweight championship, which is currently held by Eric Young. And then we have the Triborough Championship, which is kind of our lightweight, intercontinental, X division, whatever you want to call it, belt. And that's held by Damian Darling. And these aren't like, I mean, I'm sure you've been to plenty of indie shows where they use WWE belts or they have like cardboard belts. These are legitimate, real belts made by, you know, Wildcat Belts, who does an incredible job. And everything's custom designed. So it's the real deal. And for February, we're crowning our first women's champion, and then sometime later down the summer, we'll probably have our first tag team champions.
I mean, not to sound too opinionated, and I'll probably give myself away, but no sarcasm here at all, but how does it feel to have easily the most entertaining performer in TNA right now, and Eric Young, as your heavyweight champion?
I mean, Eric Young is... I can't even put it into words how fortunate we are to have him in our company, and not just in our company, but in such a featured role. It's amazing to me the reaction that he gets. Like, we were in Vegas last week doing commentary over the last two shows. It was Eric Young, Michael Chavelle, and myself. And the fans at the casinos were just mobbing him. And he's a guy that gets no TV time.
Yeah.
And just the worst possible gimmick that you could come up with. And he makes it work, and everyone sees that and appreciates it. But he, not only can he be funny, but he can wrestle at Meltdown.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he wrestled at our May show, Meltdown. He wrestled Jay Lethal in probably one of the best matches I've ever seen. They went for like 20, 25 minutes, and it was just straight wrestling. And to anyone that says Eric Young can't wrestle, check out that DVD. It definitely proves that wrong.
Yeah, I completely agree, and that's why I mentioned it, because, I mean, we do weekly commentary on TNA, and every week I say, like, this show is such a mess, and you know, Eric Young gets 4 or 5 minutes on the show, and he's, like, absolutely hilarious, and he's such a good wrestler. I mean, and I think, from what you're saying, you're really happy to have him as kind of, like, the figurehead of your company.
Yeah, and if you look at, I mean, WWE is obviously huge on Twitter. If you look at Twitter and TNA and who's trending from TNA on Twitter, it's just Eric Young. I mean, as far as I know, he's the only one that consistently becomes the number one trend on Twitter. They did the tapings in London this weekend, and Eric Young was trending, and he wasn't even on the shows because they were all chanting, "We want Eric." So the fans know it. They just, you know, I guess right place, right time, or wrong place, wrong time for him, I guess.
Okay, moving forward, are you looking to, like, acquire any other talent for your shows?
Yeah, I mean, we always try to bring in new talent. We had, you know, we had Melina for her first appearance. We were supposed to have Jillian for hers. You know, unfortunately that one didn't work out, but we've had Bobby Lashley, and we're working on a couple new names too that can't say yet, but I think it's important to keep a new influx of talent. But not only that, it's important to have new indie guys. So, like, we have someone named Matt Taven who's coming in for the first time, and Mike Bennett's going to work for us for February. So it is great to have a good mix of stars, but you also have to build that base with really solid independent talent. You know, you mm-hmm. can't just rely on guys that might be able to get people there, you know, their friends there to see a show. I don't know, but it is important to always be expanding the roster.
Okay, speaking of which, if there's a independent wrestler listening to this and they'd like to kind of like get their foot in the door, are you willing to like accept like tapes and stuff like that from them, or
yeah,
how does that work?
There's a contact me form on our website, fwewrestling.com, and they can send us an email, and we have a bunch of guys that check out all the videos and all the pictures. And, you know, if you are going to send something in, at least send pictures, you know, link to a match or two, and if you have a promo, that's always good.
Okay, let's talk about your upcoming shows.
Yeah, for February 25th, We have the main event is Charlie Haas versus Tommy Dreamer, which is kind of a cool styles clash there, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But then, not to take away from that, we have the crowning of the women's champion, and that's a one-night, four-woman tournament with the returning Maria against TNA Knockout Tara. And then we have Winter versus Brooke Tessmacher also.
Very nice.
So then, yeah, in one night. So all the places, a lot of places don't believe in women's wrestling, but, you know, Winter, Tara, those are probably two of the best women's wrestlers in the world. And another unfortunate thing is TNA only gives them a few minutes, you know, to show what they can do, and people think they can't wrestle. But we, at our shows, you know, when they have 10 minutes to really go out there and perform, it definitely shows the level of talent that they have.
Okay, so that show is February 25th, right?
Yeah, and we also have Big Daddy V in a tables match against Malta the Damager. That's going to be interesting. 487 pounds of Big Daddy V against the nearly 7-foot Malta. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Plus, Jay Lethal is going to be there. And like I said, you know, Damian Darling for the Triborough champion against Johnny Knockout. And the Combat Zone Tag Team Champions, Azrael and Bandito, are going to be there. The Midnight Sensations, EJ Risk, VSK. So definitely big focus on tag teams and pushing the newer talent in the future, too.
Okay, just so our readers know, that Big Daddy V also used to go by the name of Viscera, and he's a former King of the Ring winner. So, yeah, he's been around the business for quite some time, a very unique talent with a unique arsenal of offensive maneuvers. As far as tickets, how much do tickets cost, and where can listeners go to get more information?
General admission tickets are $20. First row is sold out. Second row and third row is $25. Or no, I'm sorry. Second row is $25. Third row is $20. And they're available on our website, fwewrestling.com, or through our iPhone and Android app, which takes you right there, and that's also free. And there's videos and pictures from the shows in that. So, and the website is being completely redone to look more along the lines of where it should. Right now it's kind of basic, but you know, when you get big, fast, little things like that sometimes get overlooked. So it's been a crazy ride.
Is there anything else that you want to say about your promotion that we haven't touched base on?
I just think that it's a really unique mix of MMA personalities with Michael Schiavello and Frank Trigg on commentary, and you know, big name talent that you're not going to see anywhere else. I mean, where else are you going to see Bobby Lashley or even Tara, Winter, Tessmacher, any of those people, really, at least in the New York area? And the independent guys that we have are really top notch. And I guarantee you that a lot of these guys end up getting signed in the next few years, or at least breaking out really big. So if you haven't seen the shows, it's definitely worth checking out the clips on our YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at FWE Wrestling. And, you know, the DVDs and Blu-rays. DVDs are only $15, Blu-rays are $18, free shipping. So it's definitely cheaper than a lot of other shows that you can find out there.